Big Hurt Weird Adventures. Welcome to a brand new episode of Big Heck and Weird Adventures. I am your friendly neighborhood podcaster, the lavish one, Wade Ilson. And alongside me is, I'm going to let him handle his nicknames because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this now. He's starting to give more nicknames than I am at this current point. So let's rock and roll. Who am I on the mic with?
You guys already know who it is. The one and only Mr. Fast and Furious himself, the Messiah of anime, the newly dubbed anime anarchist, and new to the lineup is Mr. Heck the Tech himself, Big Heck.
yes indeed, man. What's going on, brother? How's your week been so far?
So good. Been a little busy just trying to keep up with everything with work and not work with school work, actually. Let me rephrase that one. And, you know, being home with the kids, getting up my Chef RD on. Been doing a lot more cooking lately, so it's interesting because I'm learning how to make new dishes.
Okay, all right.
Happening to my Hispanic roots here.
I dig it.
How are you?
Things have been moving very well. Things are going very quickly. In the life of Wade.
The ball is rolling.
#AllGreenLights. We won't go too deep into it, but you know, we've talked about this off air. You've known for like 2 weeks now. So yeah, big things are coming for Big Heck and Wade Adventures, and things are going to be a little different as we get ready for the summer. But one of the announcements I wanted to make before we went into the news was, next week, guys, we're bringing back the Disney shows, well, the Marvel Disney shows, and we're going to do two episodes a week. So episode one of Loki dropped this week. We're waiting for episode two, and we are going to have some very special guests. We're not going to confirm who yet, but when the episode drops, we will let you know. And Heck and I are very excited for the lineups we are putting together for these six episodes of Loki. Now, all I'm going to say is, Hex, I'm going to ask you a quick question, and then we'll get into the news and our big subject of the day, which is Avengers Campus.
Yep.
And I want Big Hex thoughts on this, because I've been watching videos left and right on it, so we'll get into it. But Heck, I haven't seen Loki yet. Without giving me a spoiler review, have you seen it?
We were supposed to watch it today. Mm-hmm. But what ended up happening was, you know, just like everything in life.
Yeah, we got. He don't gotta answer for that. My bad.
Oh, your series is male?
Yes. British accent.
British. A male British accent.
Yeah, as close as to Jarvis as I can get.
No, so mine's a Australian female.
Okay.
Trying to get like a Friday or an Edith or something.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance. We got sidetracked with the day because we did some running around. And then we came home and everything else. But the plan is to watch it this weekend along with a new movie that just dropped on HBO. But we're going to go to the theaters to go see it. So we're going to go watch In the Heights in theaters.
Okay. And I have watched it at home. I am midway through. We literally had to stop midway through the movie just so we can get this episode done. And I'm going to be editing while I'm watching the movie. So, yeah, man, we've got a lot going on. We have some news to talk about. Mm-hmm. We're going to close with Avengers Campus. But heck, before we get into the news, is there any anime news you want to lay on the fans real quick that you've got?
So the one thing I am going to announce, and we're going to be posting the trailer up, probably I have the trailers, I have two trailers to actually show our followers. He-Man on Netflix is going to be debuting this month, and just off of the trailer alone and the music that they decided to use for the trailer, I have whole new levels of hype. He decided to go with I Need a Hero as the theme song for the trailer, and the whole time it's just nonstop action that you see in the trailer, and I just wanted this. Oh my God, I was like, it's happening. Maybe they can do Thundercats. Hopefully.
They probably will. I mean, I'm not a big He-Man person. You told me about the trailer. I'm going to check it out when I get the chance, but there's been so much news going on.
Is it the haircut? Is the haircut what's not doing it for you?
Nah, it's not the haircut. It's just He-Man was never my vibe. It just never... I know it's your vibe, and
it never fell on your radar.
I never yuck somebody's yum. If you like He-Man, that's your thing. A lot of people don't like Spider-Man. A lot of people don't like Batman. A lot of people don't like wrestling. But you know, I never yuck somebody's yum, and
that's fine.
If it looks good, heck, I'll take your word for it. And
it looks stunning. Mm-hmm. Visually, it looks fantastic. I can't complain about the artwork on it. Like I said, the artwork and the animation looks very reminiscent of what Castlevania looked like.
Right, right.
So I'm super hyped. And it looks, to me, it looks way better than the Netflix Voltron.
Right, okay.
And
okay.
It just craps on She-Ra, animation-wise.
Okay.
So yes, we do have that trailer. It's going to be coming up. We'll be posting it on our page. Also, I just found out it was always in the works and we knew about it, and this isn't anime related, but this is animation related.
Mm-hmm.
Pixar is putting out the third installment or the third film in the franchise for Monsters Inc. So now the third film is going to be called Monsters at Work, and the official trailer is available now.
Okay.
So, and there she is. Boo Boo Balor in the background. Mm-hmm. You can hear her. So she's already officially been hooked into the monster universe, like for Pixar, mm-hmm. the monsters. She watches Monsters Inc. and Monsters University on repeat. So now we're gonna have to take her for this film.
Okay. All right.
But we have that coming.
Is there any other big anime news you want to share?
As far as any other big anime news, nothing yet. The Crunchyroll Expo has not started yet, but like I mentioned in last week's episode, they did send me a nice little care package with that time I was reincarnated as a slime monster.
Okay.
The wallpaper and the two mobile wallpapers for my phone. I'm going to be on the lookout for new animes that are going to be dropping soon. Either second seasons or if they're going to be new animes installs, like new anime series just jumping off.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, now that we're talking about this, the two Sailor Moon movies are available now on Netflix. So we haven't watched them yet. That was supposed to be a Boo Boo Balor and mom thing that they were going to do, but I think I'm going to join in just to see it. Just off of the trailers, though, that I've seen so far for the animation looks really clean. It looks really polished up. You can still tell that it is Sailor Moon, but it looks like it's got that fresh new revitalization to the artwork.
It's got a nice coat of paint to it.
Yeah, it's kind of like you know, when you got one of those, you got a nice classic car,
right,
and it needs like a good buff job and a paint and a wax. that's what they did to this. They polished it really, really nicely.
Okay. All right.
So, and that's so far what I have available or what I currently have available for anime, but probably next week's episode, we'll have a little bit more.
Definitely.
That we'll
definitely.
Touch on right before we do the Loki episode 1 and 2 review.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But okay, let's get into it, man. We got some news to talk about. I want to start with some quick comic book news before we get into the movie news and the TV news, and we close with Avengers Campus. Because again, I really want your thoughts on this. It's very cool, some stuff that we've seen. It's so big that there's even comic books revolved around the attraction now. Because we went to Zap, Web of Spider-Man, which I showed you the first issue, and the variant cover features the ride itself. So Spider-Man's new ride at Avengers Campus.
Well, that's cool.
Connected to it. It's pretty cool. I liked it a lot. But comics, we're talking about comics.
Mm-hmm.
Last Friday, so as of our recording was done, Marvel Comics officially announced that they are going to kill off a very big character within the Marvel Universe. Do you want to take a guess at who?
I'm trying to think, because you're saying very big character, but let's be honest, in the realm of Marvel, there's quite a few.
There's quite a few.
You know, strictly, are we talking, are they in the X-Men universe, or are they just part of the, or are they the Avengers?
They would be considered an Avenger.
They would be considered an Avenger. Considered.
I would. They're a defender as well, but they're mostly considered as an Avenger.
If they're, that's interesting. I'll take a stab in the dark.
Okay.
Is it Jessica Jones?
No. Okay. I got to tell you. In September, Marvel has announced officially the death of Doctor Strange, an upcoming comic series that looks to kill off the sorcerer. With the exception of a simple teaser logo set under an ominous scarlet background, nothing else was revealed from Marvel other than a release date. The death of Doctor Strange will start hitting comic book shelves in September, but a creative team has not been announced yet. The publisher followed the initial tweet announcement with an email blast to members of the press, revealing there'll be more information on the title within the next coming weeks.
You know what I found interesting? You said a scarlet background.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Okay. All right. I already know where the gears in your head are turning. I don't know.
Well, clearly we don't know. But what I'm thinking is, because you mentioned, because they did make mention of a scarlet background, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole new project that they're working on, right?
Yeah.
Could this intel possibly be something that's playing into the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
No.
So this is purely comic book.
Yeah, this is purely comic book, because, you know, we've said it before a bunch of numerous times when it comes to Marvel. The comics lately are trying to keep up with the movies when it should be the other way around. This is a separate storyline. Completely not connected to the movies or anything, which Doctor Strange, I've heard. I'm not a big fan of the character. I only like Benedict Cumberbatch when he plays him, and that's when I enjoy him. But Doctor Strange, allegedly, this book is very good. I'm taking people's word for it. I've heard a lot of great things. I'll probably do the backlog on Marvel Unlimited and just see what I think about it. But yeah, this is a very big thing that's been going on within comic book news.
Okay. I mean, it sounds super interesting, and I love the fact that they give that. I want to call it a tease, saying that scarlet background.
Mm. You feel she's going to play a role in it? Like she could be. I see it. Because when they did Death of Wolverine a couple years ago, Kitty Pryde played a huge role in the story, as well as a lot of Wolverine's adversaries, including Dokken and Lady Deathstrike, and, you know, just to name a few. It's going to be interesting to see, and maybe if there'll even be other Avengers or just people in general involved.
Yeah, I remember reading those comics leading up to the death of Wolverine, and then when his return came, because he broke out of the animanium casing,
mm-hmm.
or it was scrapped out, it was like melted down and someone pulled him out. That was like the really big thing. So like you had me start reading it, and I started looking into it, like the whole Madripoor and all of that, which was, I gotta tell you,
mm-hmm.
the new Psylocke from that comic series.
Right.
Completely OP.
Okay.
Straight up OP. Like, it was just
unfair.
I had a whole, yeah, it was super unfair after that.
Okay. Okay.
But I kind of had two theories going with that Scarlet background.
Okay. Let me hear.
Let me see if you can follow with me on this one. It's either going to be A. Theory A is that Scarlet Witch is the one who does kill off Doctor Strange. Okay, that's probably the most obvious one. Or theory B is going to be Strange has been training her to become the new Sorcerer Supreme.
That could be too, because honestly, we've seen it a lot within Marvel comic books. I do like your second theory more, because we've seen it in Marvel comics where it's a passing of the mantle because either right. the character was killed off, or they're in a space coma that they self-induced in Civil War II. What the hell was that, Tony? Whatever. Okay. Oh well, yeah. Back to the matter at hand. I could see that. And you know what? If she becomes a Sorcerer Supreme, Sorceress Supreme.
Sorceress Supreme.
I would have no issues with that. No qualms with it. So
I fully believe that is most likely the route that they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Purely on the strength of, and correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't Strange end up help train, or in fact, he becomes a mentor to her to teach her how to harness her power?
Yeah, he's supposed to, because that's what it's leading to in Doctor Strange 2. It's definitely leading towards that. And he's going to probably help her get herself together and pull herself out of her madness, because we're dealing with the multiverse of madness in that movie. But our theories might change, man. Let's see how it goes. Okay.
We're going to have to wait and see.
So I'm going to throw something at you. Do you want to start with DC movie news, Marvel TV news, or just Marvel news, show news in general?
I want to go DC first.
Okay. All right. So
I've always been prone to give DC a little bit more love on our show,
mm-hmm.
only because Marvel gets so much everywhere else. I feel like we have to do that.
Okay. So checking social media the other day, scrolling through.
Uh-huh.
James Wan popped up on my time feed. Now I know he's recently put out The Conjuring: The Devil Made Me Do It last week on HBO Max.
And did you watch it?
No, I did not. I am not that person. I don't watch all those spooky things like that. I'll leave that to Jess. But James Wan had a little desk out with, you know, his name. It said James Wan director. And there was something on a computer screen that said production meeting. And we officially have the sequel titled for Aquaman 2.
Ooh, and what is it?
The sequel name is, and this is a lot of speculation, there's been no details, we don't know anything else other than that, Aquaman 2 is officially going to be called Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Namor.
Namor's in Marvel. You can't do
Namor. Oh, No, never mind. I'm sorry.
Namor's Marvel.
I'm getting everything mixed up because I saw a ton of posts with Namor, too.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get into that. We'll get into that later. But
the Lost Kingdom. Hmm. I'm gonna have to dip into my mythology now.
I think so, man. I think it's gonna.
So we're probably talking Atlantis then, right?
Yeah, because Atlantis. No, well, he is the king of Atlantis now.
Right. So are they gonna be? What I'm trying to say is this: being that Atlantis is technically the lost kingdom that is under the sea,
mm-hmm.
are they gonna be trying to surface Atlantis? Because remember, that was always a thing.
Mm-hmm. It could be. I don't know. I mean, Aquaman's never been one of the characters that I'm like, oh, I have to read what's going on with him and, you know, learn more about the character and the backstory. So I'm just going to go off of whatever the second movie is. I'm excited for it. I'm going to definitely check it out. But
it's going to be nice to see Jason Momoa don the Aquaman suit again.
Yeah.
And come back as Arthur.
Yeah, I'm excited for him. That's about it, because you know, it's a trick. I'm gonna say this now. It's very tricky to talk about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp and anything they do. It's so tricky because you don't know, like, we don't know the true story of that. And this is just the sidebar part of it. We don't know the true story, so we're just like, oh, Jason Momoa. Just we're literally focusing on Jason Momoa. Like, yeah,
I wasn't even gonna mention her. I was just gonna say, it'll be great to see Momoa come back as Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even William Dafoe. What was his name in the movie?
Damn it. He was the aide. He was his aide. Also.
Or advisor.
Yeah, his advisor. Volko.
Volko. There you go.
Volko.
I was getting it confused with Valdo
mm-hmm.
from Soul Calibur. And I was like, wait, no, he doesn't dance around with a bunch of knives on his hands. I was like, that's not the right guy.
I feel King Orm's going to play another part in this too, so he's going to be there.
But is Orm going to be with Arthur, or do you think against him again?
Against, because I feel that...
you think he's still going to be a petty Betty?
Oh, yeah, because come on now. We're forgetting Black Manta's still around too. So it ain't over.
Yeah.
It ain't over yet, so...
That's true.
It's going to be a big movie, and I think that we'll get more of a fight between Aquaman and Black Manta. And maybe, you know, Mira will get more screen time against, you know, have a little bit more of some fighting scenes with her.
So, I mean, if she doesn't pop up, it doesn't...
doesn't hurt, but, you know, it is what it is. Aquaman 2 has a title. Let's move on to some other news within the DC universe. This is for the kids, guys. So, I mean, I know we posted it on our page, and a lot of people are like, well, I'm going to leave that one to the kids. Good, because this movie is for the kids. Exactly. Dwayne The Rock Johnson dropped the trailer, little teaser, just a little snippet of the League of Super Pets. And he has officially shown who he is. He will be playing Crypto the Super Dog, which is Superman's dog. And...
you see the irony in this one, right?
The irony of this all.
Like, come on. He's playing, not only is he playing Black Adam, and then there's going to be a standoff, and there will be a fight between him and Soup.
Mm-hmm.
But then for the kids' film, he's playing Crypto?
Yeah. Hey, DC, Warner Brothers in DC were like, yo, we got to use him all we can.
And yeah, might as well.
Might as well, so.
But. Who is his counterpart? Who's playing Ace?
Oh, my God. Okay, so yes. It has also been announced that Kevin Hart will be playing Ace the Bat Hound, which is Batman's dog. I'm already sold. Uh-oh. Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson work very well together. But that's not all. We have a very big cast. Before, heck, you go into it, I'm just going to read some of the names that we have in the cast.
But we don't know what pets they're playing.
Yeah, we don't. So okay. To round out the cast, there's Kate McKinnon, John Krasinski, Vanessa Beyer, Natasha Lyonne, Diego Luna, and last but not least, Keanu Reeves.
I'm truly trying to think, who is Keanu going to play?
Lex Luthor's dog or whatever.
That would be insane.
That would make a lot of sense.
It would, but it would just be insane just to see Keanu bring what he has to the table, and he's being Lex's dog. I'm curious to see how they're going to play this one out. Because you know how The Rock, you know, Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart have such an amazing chemistry when they're on screen together.
Agreed.
But it's always The Rock clowning Kevin Hart. Like, it's in some way, shape, or form, Dwayne is the one who's always clowning Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it just works like that in the film.
Yes, indeed.
So now, is Crypto going to be clowning Ace?
I think Ace is going to be clowning Crypto because of this. They'll probably the characters. And probably what's going to happen is, I low key think they're gonna take little jabs at other DC movies, like Dawn of Justice.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna take jabs, so we're gonna see it. It's gonna be funny and well worth it. The movie set to release next summer, so
that's awesome.
Can't wait for that. Another great summer movie to enjoy. I can't wait to check these out. I'm definitely gonna go see it. I am a big kid at heart, so these movies have me intrigued.
Oh yeah, you already know. I'm already set.
You're already to get stuck. Signed up for you this. Are stuck. You are stuck. You can't get out of it. You have to go. There's no other.
I'm sold.
There's no other thing behind that. I know we said we're gonna do DC, but we're gonna go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
So, right.
Someone did a post and delete last week. Don't know if you saw it, but I did, and we posted it on Big Heckin' Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ryan Reynolds had posted on his Instagram and then suddenly deleted it very quickly, very quickly. But some people caught it. So, hey, there was on the table, there was a cup of coffee, a backpack, two backpacks, and a white note. I really tried to zoom in on the note. I couldn't see what it said. But in that bag, we can all see, it is his Deadpool mask. So does that mean what I think it means? Is Deadpool 3 going to start filming? Will we see Deadpool in any of the other MCU movies? Big Hack is trying to zoom in and see what this says. It is very difficult to read. I have tried. I'm just saying.
It looks like the top of the note says Ryan or it says Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make out what it says under it though. Yeah, the top name is definitely Ryan. I can't make out the bottom of the name.
It's real difficult. Super.
Yeah.
Difficult.
But again, talk about
a shock.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for Deadpool 3. I'm very intrigued to see how this is going to be handled under the Marvel Cinematic Universe now.
I need this in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
I need a Deadpool 3. Deadpool is the movie. That's my go-to movie. That's my happy movie. Whenever I'm down and out and whenever I need a quick pick-me-up, Deadpool is what brings me out of a funk.
Which one? One or two or just Deadpool?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And it's just because of the outrageousness that's in both films.
Agreed. They're both just great movies, man. And they always seem to put a smile on my face no matter what.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's see what other... Oh, man. Okay, I got one. I got one for you. So, mm-hmm. We know The Matrix 4 is coming. It's been confirmed.
Yes.
The film already has a pretty stacked cast as is. Keanu Reeves is back. Carrie Ann Moss is back. Jada Pinkett Smith. Neil Patrick Harris is in it. Priyanka Chopra. Yaha Abdul-Mateen, too, because we just spoke about Aquaman. He's in it. You know, he played Black Manta. And he was Dr. Manhattan in the Watchmen HBO series.
Nice.
We have a new person added to the cast. And this one made me go, okay, this is different. I don't know what their role is because it hasn't been specified yet. But Christina Ricci, who we know from Adam's Family and Casper, and there's another movie she was in that I really
liked. And Now. Yeah, there was like another kids film.
Then and Now is one of my favorite movies that she was in. She has been cast for The Matrix 4 in an unspecified role.
That's interesting, though. actually seeing her being casted or hearing that she's been casted for the film.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting and it's refreshing at the same time because we haven't heard much on her end. We haven't heard much of Christina Ricci.
We really haven't. Like, it's been
super quiet. She's kind of been on the low.
Yeah, which is good for her. Sometimes you don't want to be in the spotlight like that.
I'm excited for this one, especially not for nothing, but Neil Patrick Harris can never do any wrong.
Yeah, he really can't. He's locked in there, so I have no issues with him.
Yeah, I have zero issues at this point. So I'm excited for that. That sounds like it's going to be really, really good.
I'm excited, brother. I can't wait. Okay.
So we have no Keanu?
No, he's in it.
Oh, okay.
He's back. The original two. Well, all I know is so far in casting, like who's been returning is Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss, and Jada Pinkett Smith. They haven't said anything about Lawrence Fishburne yet, but we'll see how that goes.
Because
there was one like weird plot that what they said was going to happen was it's going to be like they go back in time, like in the Matrix and to their younger selves or something like that. So maybe. Really? Yeah, that was one of the like random plots that people that leak quotation mark, and it's the Matrix. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You can do what you want. Right. It doesn't matter. It's the Matrix.
I mean, I have my whole theories on the Matrix. It's interesting because believe it or not, and I'm getting sidetracked here, but I just thought it was funny to even bring it up. Do you know that most college professors in psychology classes are showing the Matrix as part of their course?
Why?
So there's a whole like stigma behind it, you know, like there's the whole, you know, psychology of it,
right?
Are we just a bunch of zeros and ones and symbols, and are we living in the so-called like made-up world? Like, what is your take on it? Like, is this real or is it fake? So I found it funny because when my mom was going through nursing school, she told me, she was like, ugh, I have to watch the Matrix trilogy. I was like, you know, we have it on DVD, right?
Right.
And she goes, oh, do we? She's like, oh, okay, good. So then I don't have to go and rent it. At the time, this is when Blockbuster was still around, so. for some of the audience, if you don't know what Blockbuster is, Blockbuster used to be this one business where you used to go in and you can rent movies and not purchase them. Kind of like Netflix, but it's like an older version.
Right.
Yeah, because there wasn't streaming back then. We're really dating ourselves.
I'm not putting myself out there. But, all right, let's move on to the news, man. We got a lot of news. Okay, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there is.
So the next thing I want to talk about is that was announced. Jensen Ackles. Finally put his pictures out of what he's going to be, who he's supposed to be portraying in The Boys season 3, and he will be playing Soldier Boy, not Soldier, Soldier Boy. And from the looks of the outfit, the
Superman, watch me.
It's like Captain America. So maybe
really like Captain America, or does he look like, because judging by the way the costume looks,
mm-hmm.
I feel like he's like that. He's like that in between. Like he looks like you could be construed as Cap, or he could be looking like U.S. agent.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's definitely the feel. I don't like his hair.
I like it for the simple fact of he looks like Steve Rogers in Infinity War. That's where I got the vibes from. Like he's Infinity War Steve Rogers.
It's a little more fluff though.
Yeah, of course.
It's a little bit more fluff. It's a little bit more down.
We'll see. I think I just hope it's not, you know, the op. I don't know much about The Boys. I haven't read all the comics. I've only watched the series. If Homelander is douchebag Superman, I hope Soldier Boy isn't douchebag Captain America.
Oh God, no. I can't deal with that.
Yeah, I can deal with Homelander being a douche because that's kind of what they said and it's set up that way. Heck, I got to tell you this news. This news made you go, what, when I told you? Okay. So we have some Black Panther Wakanda Forever news. A big character will be making their debut in the MCU. There were mentions of him within Endgame about seismic earthquakes underwater in the emergency meeting scene. But
in Endgame.
Yes, but we finally know that Namor will be making his debut into the MCU, and he's being played by Tanakh Huerta. I don't know much about him, the actor who's playing him, but I'm very happy to hear that Aquaman. I mean, wow. See, look, now you got me doing it. I did it too. Damn it. Namor.
Did you see how easy it is?
Submariner is making his debut, and wow, it's going to be King versus King in this movie, or King versus whatever the events of this first movie do, because we know, and the director Ryan Coogler has confirmed that T'Challa will not be Black Panther due to the passing of Chadwick Boseman. And he's already gone on record saying that there will be a classy way to explain why T'Challa is not there.
Okay.
So it's not been explained, but he said how he's going to handle it will be very classy and dignified.
Okay, and that's respectable, and I'm kind of glad that they're doing it that way. My question is, are they going to show who the passing of the mantle is, or are they going to do a passing of the mantle?
By all thoughts, I honestly think that we're going to do a passing of the mantle, and it's going to set Shuri up better, because we know Shuri does pick up the Black Panther mantle at some point, even though it's going to go against everything about Wakanda, because the Black Panther is only supposed to be done by a king. Only a king can be Black Panther. It can never be a queen. So let's just see, man. I think this is going to be a big change within Wakanda, and Shuri is smart enough to do this on her own. So
of course,
I want to see what happens. I even want to see how this is going to be handled by her mom, because Angela Bassett's character in the comics was fully against her being Black Panther, had huge issues with it, and the only person that supported her, this is kind of would be great to see if it happens in the movie with T'Challa's love interest in the first movie. Storm was originally the one who was like, no, she can do it as the queen. I want it to happen.
Right.
Yes, like, I allow her to be Black Panther. I support the decision. And Shuri becomes Black Panther. So let's just see what happens. I can't wait for it. Wakanda Forever comes out in, I believe, 2 years or so, I want to say.
Right. So we have plenty of time.
And it should all be figured out by then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Namor is going to be a badass. I can't wait to see what he's going to tear shit up in Wakanda.
So I kind of have a question also. There's been no, I guess there hasn't been any mention or rumor or speculation of Michael B. Jordan coming back.
There was a rumor about that for a while, but that got deaded real quick too. Like, they were like, oh, well, if Chadwick Boseman can't do the role, you might as well have Michael B. Jordan take over. That is a weird way to go about it, and it wouldn't work on paper for me. Like, we know he's Killmonger, and he died in Black Panther 1, like, literally got killed.
And I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't followed the Black Panther comics religiously.
Right.
Not as much as I have followed or started to follow some of the others. At any point when the confrontation between, you know, Black Panther and Killmonger, does Killmonger ever get killed off, and is there like a return to Killmonger? Has that ever been done?
Mm-hmm. It has. And comic books, it's like Stan Lee.
No one's ever truly dead.
No one is ever truly dead. So
yeah.
Yeah, you can come back one way or another. So,
i.e. Tony Stark.
Maybe the snap did something. I don't know. It's very difficult. We could see what happens.
Oh, shit. You know what? I keep forgetting that.
But the snap was only people who disappeared. He died before the snap. What kind of businesses are you... Oh, thank you, Siri.
But it's possible that they could have... I guess that's the theoretical loophole that they could have gone with.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow when
Thanos?
No, when Bruce did the snap,
right?
And it was to bring back everyone 5 years from before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somehow he got included in the snap.
Yeah. Oh, Killmonger would fall in the timeline. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe the death was parallel. It ran timeline. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
Because technically, Black Panther's movie is before Infinity War.
Yes.
So it, in theory, it could, he could have fell within the 5 year snap.
Right.
And then somehow he was resurrected.
Okay. I mean, I'm not knocking it. You know, Marvel finds loopholes with everything, and we can see it.
It's the one possibility that I can even think of at this point.
That would actually make sense.
Would make sense.
You all right, I guess.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna sit there and go on a complete, you know, false theory here and try to figure this out or try to even fabricate something. But again, it's the only way I can even see them possibly bringing back Killmonger. And then, you know, having him don the role of Black Panther, because technically he was one who did beat T'Challa.
Right. I can see it, man. Well, you know, we'll just
wait. But I don't want that.
I don't
want that. I personally don't want that. I want to see Shuri take up the mantle.
Me too. Wholeheartedly. I want to see Shuri do it, because Kevin Feige's gone on record saying 8 billion times that whenever we get to the new Avengers movie, it is going to be a completely different group than what we had last time.
And that's what we're supposed to be seeing. That was the whole purpose of this phase after phase 3. Phase 4 is supposed to be introducing the heroes that have never gotten a lot of shine.
Mm-hmm. Like the Fantastic Four, like everything else that's gone on. There's so many different characters we could see. So, yep, it's going to be a big event, and I can't wait. But speaking of new shows, mm-hmm. I posted a trailer. And, oh boy, I am sorry for the havoc I have caused in Big Heck's house. But, guys.
Oh, boy.
Shout out to Boo Boo Balor. They're on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Later this summer,
repeat 20,000 times.
Spidey and his amazing friends will be coming to Disney Plus and Disney Channel. And it is a cute, again, guys, this is for the kids. So I'm not yucking their yum. If Boo Boo Balor wants to meet Spider-Gwen and Miles this way, I perfectly am fine with it. Hell, let's call it what it is. Boogie Gargano met Spider-Gwen not because of me. I told her about him, about her, mm-hmm. but she didn't get her first like full taste of the character until what was that? Ultimate Spider-Man. And that's when she got the first appearance. So she was like, oh, okay, cool.
Right.
I like the character. And she's young. She was like a kid, little kid.
Like 4 or 5?
4 or 5 at the time. But then, like now, she's reading comic books. She's reading trades and everything like that. So,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so, she's hyped. Whenever Spider-Gwen is involved in something, it's immediately, okay, I'm down. I have no issues with this. Let's go.
Yep.
Bring her in.
And she was super amped when Into the Spider-Verse came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got a glimpse of Spider-Gwen.
Yep.
She was like, uh-oh. She was like, yeah, Dad. She's like, are we going to watch this? Are we going to watch this? I was like, yes, we're going to mm-hmm. watch it.
And now she's got more spider heroines in the movie, because Spider-Woman, last week we talked about on the show, Spider-Woman's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Penny's coming back. And I know Spider-Gwen's coming back. You have to have the main three back in the movie. But yeah, again, absolutely. It's a cute trailer. I liked it. It not only has the spider trio, it also has Avengers appearances, and it's looking really good, man. It's really, really exciting. So I can't wait to watch it, man. I really can't wait to watch it.
It's gonna be good. You know what else too? Just piggyback off of this. I think even though the show is geared for kids,
mm-hmm.
the new one, the Spidey and Friends,
right,
and his Spider Pals, even though that's geared for the kids, I got a feeling that Boogie Gargano is gonna be fully into it.
Oh, of course. Spider-Gwen's involved. Of course she's going to be down.
And I loved how they portrayed Miles. Because he's super artistic, so you just see him jumping around with a paintbrush.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of a spray can.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was nice little nod to Spider-Verse, which Disney seems to do well when it comes to Marvel. Boy, oh boy. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. And heck, I'm going to explain some things. We're going to talk about some things, and I'm going to get your honest opinion on the main event of our show, Avengers mm-hmm. Campus.
Yes.
But okay, we got to get to this because Avengers Campus is coming up, so I really want to hear your thoughts. Okay, so I'm going to close with this one Marvel story, and I've seen people get upset about it, and it makes no sense. Why would you get upset about this? Okay, so Elizabeth Olsen recently did an interview, and they asked her if we would be getting a second season of WandaVision. She commented and said, no, absolutely not. It's definitely a limited series, but acknowledged with Marvel, you can never say no. I honestly think, yes, these new Disney series that are coming out Marvel shows coming through Disney, are basically just one-offs, just one-shots that connect the movies and add to the new phases. If a series does get a second season, okay, cool. It has to be a reason behind it and what it will do for the next bunch of films to come out within that phase. So honestly, WandaVision was great. You introduced a bunch of new characters. We had a great understanding of why Wanda is the way she is. And it's a great setup to Doctor Strange 2 and the Multiverse of Madness. So, heck, I want to throw this one to you real quick, brother.
Right.
Are you upset that there is not a second season of WandaVision? Or are you cool with it? Go ahead.
I'm cool with it. Because everyone has to kind of realize this too. We went into this with the expectation that we weren't going to get a second season. What's thrown everyone off is the fact of the way the season ended. It ended on such an awesome cliffhanger. That's why everyone's barking up a tree for a second season. But what they don't realize is you don't need the second season. We can end up getting a whole entirely new show that piggybacks off of the ending. So the ending to WandaVision could just end up being the perfect segue for a brand new show. And that's what's great. All of these are, now correct me if I'm wrong, technically some of these shows, they're all taking place within the same timeline, within the same time frame,
mm-hmm.
just in different areas, right?
Right, absolutely.
So then once they're done with their first run of initial shows,
mm-hmm.
who is to say that in the next batch that we don't get a show that picks up off of WandaVision?
Mm-hmm.
Or we don't get another show that picks up at the end of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Or excuse me now, let me rephrase it, because at the end of the series, it says Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So this is why I'm saying it. Like, everyone needs to take a breather.
Agreed.
And I'm gonna say my favorite saying here. Everyone needs to take, you know, relax, have a Coke and a smile, and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, just chill out, let it play out, man. You gotta
let it play out.
You have to. And I'm excited
it's
for
Feige,
it.
It's Feige, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Has Feige let us down with the exception of the first two Thor movies?
Mm-hmm.
and Iron Man 3. Has he really let us down since then?
He really hasn't. He really
exactly.
Hasn't.
Exactly. Come on, guys. Get your head out of your ass. Just let the man work. He's got a vision.
Man, chill the fuck out. Worry about Black Widow. Worry about Black Widow.
Well, I heard that it's dropping soon.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I can't. It is. Well, actually, I mean, you're making the joke about Endgame, but
right.
legit, it's really dropping soon. Like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I'm amped to see it, and believe it or not, I'm a huge Scarlett Johansson fan.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since she decided to start doing this, I became a really huge fan.
You mean trying to play every minority role? Sorry, I had to get you back. I had to get you back. You Ghost in the Shell? Are you really?
Oh my god! Aside from the visuals, that movie was really, really bad. Aside from the visuals were great.
Oh my god!
Film was just terrible.
It was so bad.
Yeah, because because Scarlett Johansson really looks Japanese now, doesn't she? Anyway. Oh shit, I lost my train of thought now. Oh, going back to it. I'm amped to see Taskmaster. Mm-hmm. Out of everything in the film, Taskmaster is the one person I want to see.
And we don't even know who's playing him. So
no, and they've been really good at keeping that under wraps.
Super, super wrapped. We don't even know. Like, we gotta wait till the movie comes out. But heck, I'm asking you now.
I mean, that's the one thing that hasn't fallen off yet. Mm-hmm.
Why are you this way? I'm gonna ask you now. Are we gonna review Black Widow?
Yeah, we have to.
It has been confirmed, ladies and gentlemen. We will be doing a review of Black Widow the week it drops. Stay tuned for that. I can't wait.
We have to. I mean, in all honesty, we wouldn't be who we are if we didn't do it.
If we didn't touch on it.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, I think low-key, that's going to be just a big heck and wait episode. We're not going to have special guests. We're going to tear the movie apart. We're going to go through it. We're going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and we're going to give our honest thoughts and opinions on the movie. We're going to keep it funky because we've said a few times on the show when it comes to Black Widow, the movie should have came out in the time frame it should have. Black Widow should have been one of the first Marvel characters since you introduced her in Avengers to get a solo film. It just took you like 10 years to do it, but whatever.
But you know what? I will give them credit. At least he didn't pull a DC.
Mm-hmm. And rush a lot of characters in one
and
shot.
And rush. And it's not even so much as rush in one shot. Because let's keep it funky. Zack Snyder did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of us.
Right.
He threw everybody into one shot because they didn't give him the time to prep for that.
Right.
That's the only thing I have a small issue with.
Mm-hmm.
Is whenever they start bringing in characters for solo films and they're doing it technically out of timeline order.
Right.
And that's just the... I guess the purist in me, I prefer to have everything in the chronological so that it all flows and makes sense. Kind of like how they threw Captain Marvel at us and that was set in the 90s.
Right. And we're like, oh, where the hell
she been? We got to piggyback all the way back.
Mm-hmm. And it completely changed the timeline and everything. And then we have to go,
right.
Okay. And it's like, we have to do that now and figure out where it fits in. Like, okay, cool. But we know where Black Widow fits in. So it is between... Yeah.
They're dropping her right in the perfect place.
Yeah, between Civil War and... Right? Wasn't it Civil War and Infinity War?
It was...
It's right after Civil War.
Yes. It's right after Civil War before Infinity War.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, she's going straight into Infinity War from that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. But, heck, it's time.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. All right.
I didn't, in all honesty, I have to give full disclosure. I did not watch all of the clips that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a couple. I'm entirely jealous of the fact that this is out and I can't get there yet.
In Cali?
Yes.
All right. So I have sent Big Heck the map. He's seen the sketch of everything. Let's talk about Avengers Campus. Now, the reason we're talking about Avengers Campus is it opened a few weeks ago. Yeah, feels like forever. Opened a few weeks ago, and I was on an episode of GGH. Shout out to Hunter and everybody there. Great episode. Really had fun with it, man. If you want to go hey, check brother, that out.
Not to overstep. It wasn't a few weeks ago. It debuted last week.
Oh, okay. Debuted last week. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see the timeline. See what happens. We did the timeline.
But you know who's in charge of the timelines, right? You know who messed up the timelines?
Barry Allen. Damn you, Barry.
All because he wants to save his mom.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't blame him, but whatever.
I don't blame him either, but there was no reason to go and reconstruct the timelines 11 fucking times.
Exactly. So,
but let's not,
let's not get into DC. We're talking about Marvel and Avengers Campus.
We're talking about Marvel.
So, Heck, I want to know, what do you want to touch on first? Do you want to talk about the food? Do you want to talk about the amazing ride? Because there's rumors of something else that's going to be a ride. We can't really touch on yet. You and I were both very shocked to hear about that when we were like, when we were told. We're like, wait, what? That's a thing?
So I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing how huge
mm-hmm.
Avengers Campus is, you know, because we're here on the East Coast, it makes me entirely jealous that West Coast is the only ones who has this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need to bring it down to Florida.
Yeah, it should. It should. But I have some news for you. Okay, so since we cannot attend, we have a special friend who will be attending and will be going down there and has offered to come on our show and fully give the details of their experience in Avengers Campus.
Ooh. Okay. If I was to cash app said friend some dinero,
mm-hmm.
some Benji's maybe, could I get some stuff sent up to me here?
Yeah. Oh, that's happening for me too. So I'll let them know. Because I know what you're talking about, and some of the stuff definitely I want. Go ahead.
Before we even talk about anything else, I have to talk about this.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's entirely awesome how they incorporate the web shooters and then Tony's repulsor blasters
right.
from his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a thing for the park.
Yeah, for the ride.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like, this is legit.
But did you hear what? But you know what's crazy about that? I don't know if you caught the video, right? You said you didn't get the chance to check out all the videos.
I didn't get to see all of them.
They said the repulsor, like, it's not as accurate. I thought it would be because you're like, instead of doing light. This, it's just you're doing this and you're just moving your arm in different directions. Now, they said it's not needed for. Screw it, I guess this is what we're starting with. But the Web Slinger Spider-Man ride. It's a Spider-Man adventure. It's a 3D ride. Hopefully I'm saying it right. Sorry to all my coaster heads out there. You guys can come at me in the comments and let me know if I'm wrong or if I say anything out of line or crazy. But yeah, the Avengers Campus has a Spider-Man ride already hooked, already sold.
Oh yeah.
And the coolest part about this is it ties into the MCU. So the entire Avengers Campus is based around the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They want to make it as canon as possible. Heck, you know how canon it is? You know how canon it is?
Tell me.
There's two Captain Americas.
Oh, Steve and Sam.
Yep. Because
that's That's awesome.
When the press, from what I was told, and there's videos about it, when the press got to going, they were like, where's Sam? Where's Sam? Sam should be Captain America. Like, so when they had the big conference and they had some of the Marvel stars come and show up, he showed up
in the suit.
Anthony Mackie gave the shield to the new Captain America.
That's dope.
So yes, if you go to Disney California, you will see Sam Wilson Captain America, and you also see Steve Rogers Captain America.
That's actually awesome.
Oh, this is even cooler. Loki is tied into it too. So what's going on with Loki will be tied into Avengers Campus too. Because remember when Loki started, he's a prisoner. So there's literally a Loki, someone dressed as Loki in the prisoner outfit from the Loki TV series.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
And as time goes on, we will see whatever changes that happens to him. The thing in the park is, and shout out to Jess, she's been informing me a lot with this information. And I've done watched a bunch of YouTube videos. So whenever something new from Avengers Campus comes out, I got to check it out.
Right.
There are two versions of Loki we'll see. We'll see the prisoner Loki, and we'll see Loki from basically how he is in the Avengers movies.
I can't wait to see. You know what? This is definitely going to be a family trip to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the family, our family is so huge into all of this right now. Mm-hmm. To be out there and just experience all of that, it's got to be it has to be done.
Now I'm going to ask you this. There's a big thing that they're going around saying that you can only pick one of the big rides to go on either, because, you know, it's such a big line and such a big wait and, you know, reserving times and things like that. You can only do either Web Slingers or Rise of the Resistance in Star Wars Land. Which are you going to pick? And be honest.
Web Slingers. Look. The only thing I want to do over at when it comes to the Star Wars portion of it is I want to go build a lightsaber. That's all I want to do.
Right.
I want my crystal. I want to build my saber and be done.
Okay.
I don't care about anything else. I don't want to ride the Millennium Falcon and
all that. Other jet. I did that in Florida.
See, look, I can do that in Florida when we go to visit you guys. I don't need to go to Cali for that. We're purely going, if we do meet that trip out there, it is purely for the fact of Avengers Campus, and we need to be there.
Right. Agreed 1,000%.
That's it.
But let's talk about Web Slingers a little bit, right? So yes. To kick it off, I don't know if you saw it, and I know you're big into technology, so this is Heck the Tech 101. At the beginning of the attraction, when you get to the ride, Spider-Man's up top and he's talking to everybody and he's running test sequences and he has to do a little bit of some flippy flips.
Flippity flips. Mm-hmm.
And
that was the video I saw.
Wasn't him doing the flips.
No.
You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
So how in depth, from what I saw in the clips, it's not a stunt person, and it's not an actual actor.
No,
it's almost like I want to compare it to a test dummy.
Mm-hmm.
It is legit like an animatronic, robot, I guess we could say.
Yes.
It is an animatronic robot that is doing the actual flip. So you are going to physically see something flying through the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a person. It's like a crash test dummy.
Right. And it's
almost like iRobot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Which kind of freaks me out.
It's funny. It's cool. Everyone who's gotten up close pictures, and they're all over the internet, you can see them. It's the first big animatronic thing that's it does the flips. And at the end of it, Spider-Man comes down and takes photos with everybody, and you actually see the guy, come down, and it's really cool. Whoever there's a phrase they use for they don't say actors or whatever. There's a certain phrase, I think it's called cast members, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
but Because believe me, the Disney fans are going to come on my neck. I know them. Shout out to Timmy. Timmy, shout out to you, man. I know him. I know him. He listens to us and he's like, that's not true. I'm like, yo, man, get off my back.
It's, I believe the correct term was cast member.
Yeah. So, yeah, a cast member will come as just a Spider-Man and take photos and everything. But the ride itself, when we get into it, Peter has built these, his Web Academy, built these little spider bots. And it seems to be that they've been replicating at extreme rates. Mm-hmm. And, it's causing havoc throughout Avengers Campus. So you hop into a web ride. It's like you hop into this little cart with Spider-Man and help him take out multiple spider bots from destroying Avengers Campus and pretty much tearing it apart.
So the one thing I did see that I thought was super awesome that they actually did this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who was there at Web Academy?
Tom Holland.
And he was sitting, he was legit next to the people, just like if it was any other day. And he was like, hey, do you need help with your web shooter? And he's helping this little girl put on the web shooter and the whole nine. And then he's in there and he's whipping around just like everyone else.
Right.
If I didn't love this man enough, like that was just the icing on the cake.
Grown ass man.
Grown ass man helping the little girl, like, hey, you want to swip with me?
And you can
so dope.
Yeah, it is. It's something that's so cool. And it's like you thwip, right? And you know, you take out them, you take out the spider bots with your with your web slinger or your repulsor. You don't need it, they said, for the ride, but it just enhances the ride for you.
So, it's an experience.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you, if you were to buy one, would you buy a web slinger or a repulsor?
Web slinger.
Yes. Yes.
But now the question comes down to what web slinger are you buying?
Because you saw. So you know exactly.
There's multiple web slingers.
Mm-hmm. What are you buying? Share.
They look so dope.
Share which one you're buying first. Go ahead. Tell me.
Honestly, I'm probably going to get the black and red one.
Ah, Miles. Okay, definitely. I
got to rub my people's bro.
I got to get Pete. Yeah, because you know.
I know.
Never mind. We're not going to go there because I say that about the video game every week. Did you know? Because if you don't know, it's clearly there. It's in the game every 20 minutes to tell you in case you didn't know. But I did know.
The crew salsa dance.
Yeah, like, oh, I didn't know. Oh, I'm not a huge fan of Miles Morales. I'm not
sitting there drinking a Malta and having an empanada.
Yeah, you know, having a little, oh man, damn, I want to go finish in the Heights. Damn it, Hector. Damn it.
Oh, fun fact, Miles Morales is in the Heights.
I can't stand you.
Because he's Puerto Rican.
If you didn't know, he's Puerto Rican. Oh, my God. Just in case. But again,
web slingers. It wasn't blatantly obvious.
It wasn't. Web slingers is such a fun ride, man. I've seen like the little videos and you're in the ride and what goes down. Hell yeah. Sign me up for that.
Do you have a Spider-Gwen one too, right?
Yes. Yes.
And buying multiple spider webs.
You and me both. You and me both. I'm like, I'm going broke, especially with there was one video I sent you where they basically said, should you buy this at Avengers Campus or not?
I skipped that video purely.
I need
purely
you
on okay. the fact.
I need you to though. I need you to watch it.
That's fine. I skipped it for this reason though. Mm-hmm. I skipped it for the reason of the recording. If I was to watch that video before we recorded this episode, we would have had another full-on 15-minute tangent of reasons why I need to go there with at least $10,000.
Oh, you didn't see it then. I kind of have to tell you. There are replica web slingers, like the actual old-school metal joints, in a display case that you can put on and you can take home. And they come in a display case.
I'm not very happy with you at this point. It's bad enough that this week, you know, sidebar, we dissolved. We finally did it.
Mm-hmm.
Dissolved a portion of my Funko Pop collection.
Right.
Because I have legit run out of space.
Right.
But now you're sitting here telling me I can purchase replica movie quality web slingers.
Yes.
That come in a case.
Yes.
That I can wear.
Yes.
Outside of this house.
Yes.
You see where I'm going with this, right? Like, if I do end up getting this, I'm gonna wear them everywhere I go. Because I am that.
Shoot webs too.
How much are they?
$60.
How much?
$60. There's dead air. He's just like, heck is giving me the look of, so if I do
so
this.
So I'm currently cash apping our friend the money to purchase these said web slingers. When is she going out there again?
October.
Do we have a confirmed date? It's October?
It's October.
Okay. So, you know what? Let me put the phone down. I won't cash app her yet,
mm-hmm.
but I will be cash apping her enough to cover for at least two sets of these web slingers.
Okay. Yeah, to put on the case. And, man, listen.
One on the case that mm-hmm. doesn't leave and one for me to wear outside yes. of this house.
Yes, yes. All right. So we talked like about web slingers a little bit. There's
haven't
a ride.
Spend future money that I possibly don't even have yet.
There's a lot of stuff we can talk about to buy. You can customize your own spider bot. They have those. You can build your own spider bot. But from the ones I've seen, there's different ones that represent different Avengers. There's a Spider-Man. I believe there's a Miles one. I know there's a Black Widow one. I know there's a Black Panther one. And I know there's an Incredible Hulk one.
Do they have spider bots for the different
Avengers?
Spidey friends?
They might. I don't know. I know. Oh, and Iron Man has one too.
That's fine. But let's follow the theme that I'm going with here.
Oh.
Well, is there a black and red spider bot for my black and red web shooter?
There might be. There might be. As time goes on, heck, they're saying that this whole campus is going to reflect whatever happens in the MCU. So eventually, there's already Spider-Gwen stuff there. Minnie, if you go through the park, and I'm going to send you the video, they had Minnie going around dressed as Spider-Gwen or in Spider-Gwen colors throughout Avengers campus. So
are the spider bots controlled through an app?
Remote control. It comes with the control. And you can battle the bots against each other.
So I want you to follow me along this very futuristic journey.
Okay.
Really quick.
Okay.
I need them to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They can do it too. I need them to work on an app that pairs with the spider bot via Bluetooth to your phone. And you can have it like you can have the spider bot pretty much like as a real life Tamagotchi.
Ah, okay. All right. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I'm not opposed to that.
Can you imagine you have that little spider bot and then through your phone you can have it just it'll jump up on the table next to you and chill with you, maybe play a little music while you're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can send it somewhere and you can have it like go around the room and do all this other stuff.
Right.
Like, dude, I would have Spider-Bot with me in my car the whole time. Spider-Bot would be chilling on my dash.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much stuff in the stores, man. We can go nuts if we're talking about, we should buy this. We should buy this. I'd buy this. So another thing I want to talk to you about is there's a Spider-Man. Not Spider-Man. Dang it. Doctor Strange, there's a Sanctum. The Sanctum is there. And what that basically is, from what I've seen in the videos, is Doctor Strange doing a magic show.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. There's.
I'm a little offended by his hairstyle. I didn't realize that we had, you know, Lord Farquaad coming to play.
Well, it's different people, so different cast members. So we might see different people, different cast members do it.
There's okay, also, they need to really fix that dude's hair. It's like a bad wig job.
It's not the greatest. There's also the Collector's Warehouse. There's Terran Treats that's connected to Guardians of the Galaxy. There's Avengers Headquarters, which you see like clearly. There's also the Pym Test Kitchen, where so many different items are made in huge, small, like, you know, they're playing with this Pym's Test Kitchen, this Ant-Man. So the giant ass meatball.
Dude, the oversized soda cans.
And the huge ass chicken sandwich.
On a small bun.
On a small ass bun.
I'm all for that sandwich.
I'm all for that sandwich too. And you could split that. Let's see. Then
I'm hungry now.
Yeah. And then there's the what else is there? And that's really cool. Oh, the Tower of Terror ride, right? That they have in Florida. It's been replaced and it's turned into the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, Mission Breakout.
Really?
So instead of the Tower of Terror, it's a Tower of Terror, but just it's like they repainted it as Guardians of the Galaxy. And if you go on the ride, James Gunn has already said it's done. You can go on the ride anytime. James Gunn has said he actually connected it to the movies, and all the actors from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie are in this ride.
Oh, really?
Yep. Everybody's there.
That's dope.
Yeah, you can check the ride out. I've ridden on the Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
Screw that. Screw that.
Tower of Terror is not that bad.
You know me in heights. And I love Spider-Man and Batman. They have no fear, but I do. So but I do. So yeah, it's a pretty cool ride, man. Is there anything in Avengers Campus that's got your attention that's like caught your eye that you've seen that you would want to be like, hell yeah, this is the reason to go?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
We pretty much signed an NDA. Oh. I can't talk about it.
Oh, hell yeah. What?
So the reason why I'm saying this is because when I looked at the video for Avengers Campus, I saw it in the video.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to know, how is this a ride?
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to explain this to me.
Yeah, how is this a thing?
Yeah,
We're not gonna say what because we're an NDA.
Again, non-disclosure agreement.
Mm-hmm.
We can't mention it.
Yeah, believe me, guys, we're not experts here when it comes to this stuff. We'll have to consult with Jess from the Scream Queens, Hunter from GGH.
Yeah, whether or not this can be discussed.
This can be discussed. Timmy, we'll include Timmy in there. Our good friends at Babes with the Power.
Yep.
We can talk to them. They would know. Anybody who knows, listen, if you are a roller coaster head or you are in a Disney park or event, Universal, and you guys know things about this that we're missing out on or need better understanding to, please feel free to hit us up. We have a Gmail, but I'm going to let Heck handle all that. But Heck, you want to wrap us up a little bit, or you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
So, you guys already know where you can find me. I'm everywhere. I'm like the federal government, except I don't come and take your money. But all jokes aside, if you are already following us on one of our social media platforms, click in our bio. We have a link tree, everyone, where you can follow us everywhere else. But you can find me at BigHeck217 on Twitter and on Instagram. I am available on Facebook, but I don't give out my full government name. That is not allowed. You guys will always know me as Big Heck or Big Oozy Juicy. Yes, I said that. Or you may know me as the head of the table. And I do like to be acknowledged. Yes, I will ask you to acknowledge me.
Acknowledged all the time.
I am available on TikTok at BigHeck217. Yeah, so that's where you guys can find me. Brother Wade, where can they find you? Really? We have to make it light. We gotta make it fun all the time.
Jesus Christ. Well, guys, if you'd like to follow me, I am at Wade Olson on Twitter. I am at Wade Olson _ on Instagram. I don't give out my Facebook, but most everybody knows my real name until I switched it up. I am one half of an amazing duo, as you know. But I also have two other podcasts I'm a part of.
Save that.
We'll save it.
Save it because for the end.
Mm-hmm. But that's where you can find. Oh, I also have a TikTok too. Yes. Where I mostly make fun of geeky things. We also have an Instagram for the dog.
Yes.
Yes, but go ahead.
Princess Rhea has her own Instagram.
Yes, she does.
So, ladies and gents, please do not forget that we also have our very own merchandise store. Yes. If you head on over to tpublic.com/BigHeckWade, you guys can go over there and purchase some lovely merch. And like we mentioned last week, we have some new designs that are up. We have some new t-shirts. We have new designs. There is we have one limited edition style shirt where it's either the good brother Wade or it is myself. And then our logo is on the back of the shirt. We have all of that available to you on our TeePublic website. Again, if you didn't catch it the first time, that is teepublic.com/BigHeckWade. And if you use our promo code BigHeckWade10, I believe you'd be able to save another 10% on your order. Brother, is there anything else that we need to talk about before we get ready to sign off?
Let's see. I am part of two other podcasts.
Yes, he is. This man is very busy.
Very busy. Booked and busy. Hashtag booked and busy. I am one third of an amazing women's wrestling podcast called Women Can Wrestle, which is available on the Silver Sight Network on all podcast streaming platforms. Jess, the good brother RJ, and myself talk about all the happenings in women's wrestling. You can check us out. Also go on the Silver Sight YouTube page. It's pretty awesome. Let's see. I am also one third of another wrestling podcast, New Normal Wrestling, which is available on the Fourth Wall Pop Network, where we like to hashtag make it pop. And we talk about everything in wrestling, overall, New Japan and NWA, AEW, WWE. By the way, this week's episode was very, very special. I sat down and did a 15-minute time limit. There was a special reason for it with a former Impact Knockouts women's champ, Impact Knockouts champion, and former Impact Knockouts tag team champion, Jordynne Grace. Go check out that interview. Mm-hmm. It's available on all podcast streaming platforms. But that's about it for me, Heck. What do you got?
I honestly don't have anything else. So I believe this is that time, brother. So that about wraps up everything that we have to talk about on our episode. Just a reminder, guys, you can listen to Big Heck Wade Adventures on all major streaming platforms. And coming soon, we will be available on YouTube. Quick disclosure about that. We are going to have all of our episodes loaded up to YouTube. So we will have them available. And then in the near future, we will also have video content available for you guys. We're going to start using the videos. We're going to start doing, you know, recordings when we're going out on comic book runs and, you know, figure hunting. And when the good brother's down in Florida, whenever he hits the parks, hopefully we can get some exclusive content when our special guest and our very good friend heads over to Cali. Maybe we can get some live picturing and video of the Avengers campus, which I other than that, also, we are part of an amazing network called the Fourth Wall Pop Network, like we said, where we like to hashtag make it pop. Not only can you listen to our show on the Fourth Wall Pop Network, you also have access to some phenomenal shows like New Normal Wrestling, which the good brother is a part of. We have Pop Sports Shorts, The Crossroads, Getting Grilled, Pop Culture Collective, Views from Up Here, which is a new show that we've had, which is doing great. And one of our newest shows, The Smoking Jays Podcast. But all of that is available to you as well on our network. And guys, and girls, and everyone else, I want to thank you for taking the time out to listen to us geek out over this awesome episode where we like to have fun and keep it light and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're following us on all of our social media platforms. Make sure to tell your friends and family to listen to us. Come to go like, share, follow, subscribe to our podcast. And other than that, we're going to sign off like we always do. And that's with a peace, a salute, and we're out.
Later.